Town Meadow Order, number 6, 2017. Members of the board are present, media present, notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund 49809 to 49863.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All abstain. Approval of the minutes of the August 16th, 2017 regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
We received the August real estate tax settlement of $251,018.17 in August. And other than that, nothing too much happening. We're still doing pretty good in the transfer station. In fact, I was working here on Monday afternoon. I was working on this report and the telephone rang 7 times. People wondering to know if the transfer station was open. So I guess I got rid of a bunch of stuff. So anyway, so in the general accounts, it's $1,078,336.72. And in the ambulance account, it's $460,999.97.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 9, public comment on agenda items. Yes?
I have a question on the transfer station balance sheet. Does it net a profit every year, or does it zero out after all expenses, with including rent and salaries and miscellaneous electrical and stuff? Does it net a profit, or is it zero out, or is it a negative?
No, we never zero out.
It comes into a negative. We budget for the transfer station,
right,
over and above. You know, we estimate its income from previous years, and then we budget accordingly.
Pretty close.
So is it pretty much zeroes out then at the end of the year for all expenses? Okay,
yep.
That's fine.
I don't think we look at it as, I mean, the revenue is just hopefully to offset it. I mean,
that's fine.
A service to the taxpayer.
Exactly. Yeah. Excellent.
We went through a lot of years where all the logging roads were pretty filled up.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Lord.
That becomes a real serious issue. It has slowed down an awful lot. From what I remember as a kid growing up here,
right,
you'd find just about anything.
It's much less than it used to be.
Yeah. It's a great service.
Item number 10, discretion approval appointment of Rob Milborn to the library board as member and Sandy Gochi as alternate member to the library board. We had a letter from Rob Milborn and also a letter from Sandy Gochi. The library, they posted it. These two people were interested and
as town reps.
As town reps, and then we heard back from Jeannie, and these were her suggestions. So I'd like to appoint Rob Milborn as a library board member and Sandy Gochi nominate Rob Milborn and Sandy Gochi is the alternate member.
I would move in that as a form of a motion.
Yes.
Yep.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to appoint Robert Milborn as the library board member and Sandy Gochi as the alternate member to the library board. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion approval request from clerk to adjust budget line items, this stemming from our road bids.
My suggestion was to move $13,000 from our equipment additions in the roads department. We're not going to buy a new truck this year, probably next year, to move it to the road construction. to cover our two projects that we have. And just a note that we had some emergency projects early in the spring, which used some of our money too for emergency culverts. So I need to move $13,000 from equipment additions to road construction.
And then that leaves?
12.
12.5. So the 12.5 is, we're anticipating that that will not be exhausted, or you said there's other funds that are going to come out of that?
No, they already have.
They already have.
We shouldn't use any more of that, so hopefully that'll roll over into.
Unless the road crew purchases, you know, say they have a.
Some emergency, you never know.
A welder goes back in the shop, or we need some more culverts.
Our road stuff too, you never know.
We're over half done.
Oh, yeah.
Made the halfway point.
It was those spring rains that caused a lot of damage.
Need some culverts out.
So, I mean, this is getting kind of off the subject. I'm just a little concerned is, and we won't deal with this till budget time, is when we buy a new truck, just off an average, what does a new truck cost?
About $180,000 once you buy the truck and outfit.
Sure.
You know, that's just the chassis and the outfit with the plows, the belly blade, the box.
So we're really going to have to look at this pretty hard.
Yep.
And some of the money in our reserve fund is set aside for a new truck.
Okay. I'm okay with it. I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the transfer, first to transfer funds from the adjust the budget line items from the equipment additions to the road construction general. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Item number 12, discussion approval of bartender's license for Manna, Bell, and Dino.
No issues.
I'll make a motion for approval.
I'll second, and I will comment that I checked this individual out on CCAP and found absolutely nothing, not even a parking ticket, so.
Yeah, when we get these, we do the background check through the Department of Justice anyway, so it's required. Okay, motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:08.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, people. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me.